Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. We all know you need not be an artist or art student to make art. In fact, the next few weeks, our guests on Radio Gallery are students, reminding us that although we all made art when we were kids, for many of us, it's been slowly eliminated from our daily lives. A big part of this is access. Access to expensive and expansive tools and facilities ended in high school for lots of us, unless you're studying art at the university. At UMD, an exception lives in Mud Guild, a ceramic studio for all students, not just those studying art. I spoke with Mud Guild officer Jacqueline Leek.
I'm Jacqueline. My main medium is clay. I'm not a ceramics major, though, or an art major at all, but I took a lot of ceramics in high school, and so I just came to UMD, and I taught there's a ceramics club, and now I've been involved in it for all 4 years. It's really a way for students to come in and express their art and just, you know, you think you're not an artist, but you come in, and then you can totally make something that's beautiful, and we love to help. I love to help people make art and showing them new techniques and maybe ideas. People come in, they're like, I don't know what I want to do, and I just say, go walk around outside, go look at nature, maybe get inspired, and then come back and make a bowl. It's called Mud Guild. It has been running since before I got to UMD, and it's a student-run organization. We have an academic advisor who comes in, but it's student-run. So there's a student president, student vice president, and then two officers, and I'm one of the officers. We have wheel throwing, we have hand building, we have tools to use. It's $10 a semester, and you get to keep whatever you want. We just ask that you like help us. We have a sale, usually once a semester, right outside the bookstore. I really enjoyed art in high school and I really excelled in it, but I thought, I don't actually want a career out of this. I just want to continue it in my life. So being able to come to school and have one night a week where I can spend 2 or 3 hours just doing art is, oh, so great. And I'm really going to miss it when I graduate. I'm going to miss that because it's very expensive out in the real world to pay for studio space and clay and glaze and tools. And I think it really brings together a little kind of like misfit community of artists because we come together and you really make friends there and there's people you meet every week and everyone in the club is really nice and it's really great to be able to come to a space that's really open and positive and happy and I have a really good attitude and I love to get people involved. I tell all my friends, come to Mud Guild. You don't have to pay right away. You can just come and chill. You can just make things, you know, just play with clay with your hands and to do that with your hands. I really love working with my hands and just being physical with something and manipulating something and saying, hey, I made that bowl, and it just feels good. We have more connections with our hands than any other part of our body because we have such fine dexterity, so really, really kind of encouraging fine motor skills, I think, is beneficial. I like art that I can use, like bowls or cups or jewelry. That's more functional, but I also like little knickknacks, like my little mushrooms that I just put on my bookshelf. I just find mushrooms so fascinating. They're little shapes, and they're so organic and so frail, but beautiful. The wet work is the best because you really have the freest range. It goes from wet ware to green ware, and then you fire it into bisque ware, and then it's just pink and it has no color yet. You wait for the glaze, and then you glaze it. Glazing, I think, is the most difficult because you never know quite how it's going to turn out, and sometimes you really like it, and sometimes you go, oops, I really don't like that. And I really love happy accidents, too. Sometimes that happens, and you think it's going to look really crappy, but it turns out being awesome. Like this bowl. This was totally an accident. It got misshapen, and I thought, hey, I'm going to change the whole shape of the bowl into a teardrop. The president and I and another officer are graduating, so we're looking for more people to just come in and express an interest in our art and our little club.
Mud Guild is looking for students interested in being a part of their club leadership on the UMD campus. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Chloe Walsh and Maya Jensen. Music by Willie Murphy with support from the Zeitgeist Arts Cafe. To listen to this episode again, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts or subscribe to the podcast under Audio Archives. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.